Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and as I mentioned before the break, one of the biggest buying decisions you make is buying a home. It is an investment, a very important one. So you need to learn as much about it as possible, and today's guest can help. He's Rich Estes, founder of Home Tracker. Welcome, Rich.
Thanks, Rebecca. Glad to be here.
Well, I am so glad to have you. You have a very unique new business, and it is called Home Tracker. What is it?
Yeah, we, as consumers and buyers out there in the market, everybody does background checks on just about everything from babysitters to employees and even your used car. But there was no tool in the market to really do a background check on a house. So we thought we needed to make it. And that's really what Home Tracker does.
And actually, when we think about how we do a background check on the house, a lot of times it's after we fall in love with the house, we're standing there with the home inspector.
Yep. Actually, that's a big part. So with a home inspection, it's $350 kind of on average in Charleston, I think. And you really don't get a chance to do a home inspection until you've made an offer, until you've written the check, you've gotten involved with a real estate agent, and you really get wound up in that experience. So we thought that building a tool that would allow consumers to really get a preview of a little bit of that information in the background would be really helpful in helping them make their buying decision.
And so how do I use Home Tracker? Where do I find it and what do I do?
So it's actually free to consumers. You go to hometracker.com. You type in an address. Tell us, where to send the report. And you get an instant digital background check on a house. That's pretty much simple as it is.
Okay. And what are some of the things that I'm going to find when I enter in the address for the home I'm interested in buying?
Well, every house is a little bit different. That's kind of the whole point of it, right? And what we're trying to show is not just the data and the background about the house, but really what that information means. We found through the 170 million public records that we track across the country that a lot of this information is a little more in depth in certain cities, and certain cities a little bit more sparse. But what we're trying to do is tell you some serious things, like if the house has been in a fire or a flood or it had some major pest damage. So like in the low country with a lot of termites, there's a lot of termite repair. Sometimes we catch that on the public records that we pull about a house. We also look for homes that have had not a lot of things done to them in the public records. So with homes that haven't had updates done in a long time, that can actually be a little bit of a signal for a buyer or a real estate agent to look a little bit deeper at what's been done on the property. For instance, if you're walking into a listing and you see a brand new remodel and you pull a report and you don't have any data on it, it's just the opportunity for you to ask a little more in-depth questions. So it's a background check that can allow you to do a little more in-depth probing as a consumer. And then if you decide to make an offer on that, you can also have your home inspector look deeper into that information.
Okay, so if you're just now tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm with Rich Estes. He is the founder of Home Tracker. It is a web-based system is what you would call it, right?
Yep,
Rich?
That's correct.
That enables you as a consumer, if you're thinking about making that major purchase, a new home, then you can go to it, to Home Tracker, and put in the address, and it's going to show me what's been happening to the house over the years, isn't it?
That's right. And one of the big things, Rebecca, that we do is the work that's been done to the property, especially for the buyers looking to buy their next house. We actually have the contractors who did the work. So as a buyer and a new homeowner, you want to be able to call the plumber, call the roofer, call the heating and air guy who did the original work. And sometimes that information is just kind of lost in transaction, we call it, is the real estate agent, the listing. That information really never makes it through that transaction process. And the way real estate's bought and purchased, there's a separation of buyer and seller. Every buyer and seller has a real estate agent, and buyers and sellers are kind of kept apart from each other. So that information may or may not make it across. So if you've had a really great maintenance record, you've done some updates, you've put a new water heater in, you've done a new kitchen or a sunroom, that information of who did that work may never make it to the new owner. And our home tracker report actually pulls that information in so you can keep track of it.
So what are the different alerts out there?
Yeah. So some of the damage alerts, like I said, fire, water, and pests, environmental, which could be asbestos or something as simple as lead paint. Every home built before 1978, very large percentage of those homes have lead paint in them still. So that's something that you would have to get a lead paint disclosure when you buy that house. So you'll eventually find out about it. But not everybody even knows when homes are built, so we tell you when the home's built, if it had lead paint in it or not. We also have an activity report, so if the home has had an extended period of time with no public records, with no updates to it, that's one of the more kind of advanced logic alerts that we do. We track all of the contractors in the country who do repairs and remodeling around disaster repair. And so we actually have a contractor alert. So if their name shows up in our report, that will actually alert as well. I think that's the majority of the report, of the alerts on the report.
I like the contractor alert. So if there's something going on there, because not all contractors are perfect,
right?
Is that going to tell me that as well?
Well, we're kind of at a stage right now where we're telling you who the contractors are. We're also moving into letting you find out a little bit more about that contractor right within our platform. So you don't have to go research that as well. You can read reviews. For instance, my background, I was a contractor for years. You want to know, is the contractor who did the work on the property, were they a good contractor? Or were they just a guy who's not in business anymore? Or what have it. And so you can do that research right there. You don't have to leave. You can go look at the reviews right online from the report.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very, very good information.
Yeah.
So listeners out there, if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we're talking today with Rich Estes. Am I pronouncing your last name
Estes,
right?
Estes, yes.
Estes. Rich Estes. He is the founder of Home Tracker, and basically, what it does is it's going to help you, the consumer who's interested in purchasing a home. It's going to let you know how well that home has been maintained, the health of that home.
That's right.
It's almost like access to our own medical records, but this time it's going to be sort of the records of the house.
And
let me give you that website, too. It's hometracker.com. But how do you spell home tracker, Rich?
HometraCKR.com. There's no E in tracker.
Okay, so hometracker.com, HometraCKR.com. And now, Rich, we talked about home inspectors. Why can't I just on my own find a home inspector, but yet you feel like I also need home tracker?
Yeah, home tracker's free. So
okay. For a minute, I thought I had to pay for this. So that's why I'm wondering, it's free. How do you make it free?
Yeah. So Home Tracker's free. What we try to do is in the market, if you're in the market to buy or sell a house and you aren't working with a real estate agent or you aren't working with a mortgage professional, if you haven't really gone down that road yet, we have a nationwide network of professionals that we work with that we would love to connect you with who believe in the same thing we believe. And, our mission is that transparency and data and information can make a consumer have a more informed decision. We've got a select group out there that would love to work with you and help you if you need that service. So that's really, we get a lot of our business models really sponsored by those professionals. But not everybody needs that. So the consumers who don't need that, not a problem. We're happy to provide that information.
Okay. And how do you see the company growing?
Well, we're still pretty young. So we're right at 2 years old right now. And, the Charleston economy is booming with the tech sector.
Mm-hmm.
And the company is, fortunately, we have access to nationwide data. We're not really constrained to just the Charleston real estate market. And so we operate in some big markets like Chicago, Washington, D.C., Southern California,
wow,
Dallas, Texas, and kind of the big cities down in Florida. And it's very metro-driven. That's where the majority of the buying and selling of homes is done. And the way the consumers find us, they're researching public records or some type of problems or looking for this type of data online, and we show up in the search results. So we're just organically growing. You know, we're trying to grow our company, grow our team, and the Charleston tech sector is really helping with that.
So let's talk about how someone listening can find you. What is an email address for you?
Yep. info@hometracker.com.
Okay. So info@hometracker.com. And what is the phone number?
We're at 202-643-1850.
So that number is 202-643-1850. Now, Rich, how did you start Home Tracker?
Actually started it, like I mentioned before, I was in the home building business, remodeling business. I did some consulting work for some lenders during the crash, and I found a great deal of data out there that I thought that would be awesome as consumers to know about. You know, as a professional, when we look at properties, we look at the foundation, the electrical, the plumbing, the roof, the things that cost a lot of money. And as consumers, home buyers typically look at kitchen cabinets, countertops, floors, and paint, and the things that are really more aesthetic that aren't necessarily the most expensive, but that's the thing that really drives the emotion of buying a home. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to build a tool that really took the really boring data around the property that was out there that I'd learned through my experience and bring it together to help just make a really quick, instant digital decision for a consumer to say, oh, that's some information I didn't know about my property I either live in or one I'm thinking about buying. And the interesting part is home inspectors don't do this research. It's public data. So all the data we use is public data. They could, but it'd be very manual and it'd be kind of expensive for them to go do it and be time consuming for a consumer to do it as well. So our tool makes the digital process work for the consumer.
And as boomers, we talk a lot about on Let's Talk Boomers that we enjoy our time to go out and do fun things.
Exactly.
And we don't want to spend our Saturday afternoon trying to navigate the World Wide Web to find everything out there on a house that we might want to consider purchasing.
That's right.
So I love the fact that it's sort of a one-stop shop. I can go to hometracker.com, put in the address, and everything I need to know is right there.
Yep. You know, when you're looking to buy a property, you've got the listing information, you got the bedrooms, the bathrooms, the description, you know, the sales price. And so we don't try to duplicate that. We're not a listing site. We're not out to be a real estate company. We really wanted to have a really different set of information, a more analytical, if you will, science behind what we do. But make it easy to understand. And that's kind of where the alerts come in. So you get all the detail. So we give you all the way down to the inspections done on the work. And if they've passed the inspections or not, the dates they were done, the contractors who did the work. But the alerts are really where the value is, really quick and easy. You can tell if there's a problem with the house. You know, the vast majority of properties are just fine, or just clean. But, you know, me as a buyer and for my family, I definitely would want to know if a house had been in a major event or had something wrong with it prior to buying it. And that information really just doesn't show up in listing data. So, yeah, that's why we created Home Tracker.
And for realtors listening out there, we have a lot of boomers who've gone into real estate as a new second career. I would think that that would be a great, you know, that there should be an opportunity there for you all to talk to each other. Y'all need each other.
Absolutely. You know, as a real estate agent, you're competing with other realtors. You're going to listing appointments and showing up with some kind of information that the other realtor doesn't have would be, you know, a differentiator for you. If you're out there, if you're a buyer's agent, you're looking, you know, trying to make sure your buyers are making the best offers on the properties. You know, you're really out there really protecting them and looking out for them. And this is another tool that you can just have a subscription with us. So contact us at info@hometracker.com or 202-643-1850. And we can tell you about our subscriptions that you can pull as many reports as you want. And they're branded for you. So you can have your name, your contact information, and your real estate company branded right on the report.
Very, very nice. And you actually have a giveaway that's very valuable to a realtor listening out there today. What is that?
Absolutely. So it's our subscription. So our price for our monthly subscription is $99. And so We'd like to give away one of those, and that is unlimited reports for them to try on any of their listings or for their office. And it also has a lead generation component to it. What we found with working with a lot of the realtors across the country is that they wanted to kind of give away our product on Facebook or or in some type of postcard or any type of marketing way that their office was doing. And consumers, just like consumers are very curious about coming to our site, we really can let the pro leverage that and generate leads for them. So be happy to do that for a month for someone, let them try it out, no obligation to move forward. And yeah, we'd love to work with some of the realtors in Charleston.
Okay, that's a wonderful opportunity. So it's a free month subscription. Mm-hmm. If you're in the real estate business, you really do need to check Rich Estes out and HomeTracker.com. And here's an opportunity for you to do that for free. Just be the fifth caller and you can get a month subscription to HomeTracker.com. Very important if you're in the real estate business out there. And there's a lot of folks in Charleston in the real estate business.
Yes, there are.
So that's wonderful. And we have about 30 seconds left, Rich. I'm going to give out that number in just a minute, listeners. But how is there anybody else in the country doing this?
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of companies out there with so much data. And what we try to do is do different data. You know, we're not trying to replicate what's on Zillow or Trulia or on a real estate listing. And I guess our differentiator is how we present that data. You can go down to your city or county and get these public records. You might have to pay for them, believe it or not. And it'll be printed on a piece of paper, and it won't have any, I guess, alerts and analytics or decisions about it. But so there are companies that are kind of aggregating the data, but no one's really kind of given the instant value that we're doing.
And you absolutely do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I've been on it. It's very good.
Thank you very much.
So check out Rich Estes and his website, his company, HomeTracker.com, HometraCKR.com. And here's the number. If you're a realtor listening today and you would like an opportunity to try out Rich's website for free for a month to help you build your own business, then here is the phone number to call. And what is that phone number, Rich?
It's 202-643-1850.
202-643-1850. And you can get a free month subscription for a realtor out there. And if you're the general public like me and you just want to check it out, that doesn't cost you anything.
That's correct.
So that's wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rich. This is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.